Hello and welcome to today's podcast on Daily Dose. This is a program that brings to you sustainable and workable principles for your transformation in order for you to live your best life and be the best you. My name is Victor John Edet, and I'm your host on this program. Once again, I want to sincerely appreciate you for giving me your listening ear. It's a real privilege because you choose to listen to me. You can choose to listen to anybody, but you choose to listen to my podcast daily. I want to say a very big thank you to you, and also want to thank you for all your contributions and all your support. Thank you very much. All right, yesterday we had a heart-to-heart talk. Yesterday we encouraged ourselves. Yesterday we motivated, inspired ourselves yesterday on the topic, don't give up. Probably you're going through anything because, like I said, life is full of ups and downs. There are challenges you will encounter on this journey to becoming the better you, on this journey to living a purposeful life. You're going to experience a lot of challenges on the way, but the ability to stay through, the ability not to give in, makes you a better person and brings you to the point where you should be. All right, so don't give up no matter what you are going through in life, no matter the challenges you've encountered. Don't give up, don't stop. Because winners never quit and quitters never win, right? I used an illustration, the story of David, who is a king and also a general who went to war. On his return, he had lost everything, including wife, children, properties, and also his men. But you know, they cried, and they cried till the Bible made us understand, and they cried till there was no strength in them. But David did something. And the Bible said David encouraged himself. So the best encouragement you can get from anybody is the encouragement you give to yourself. Alright? So every other encouragement that comes to you or that you receive externally is just a support to the encouragement you give yourself. Because if you don't encourage yourself, you can't take a positive step. When you encourage yourself like how David did, then you can think through, you can see possibilities be in between the challenges, you can see possibilities right in front of you. Not until David encouraged himself and made inquiries. All right, so it's one thing to encourage yourself, then it's one thing to make inquiries how to come out from those challenges, because you derive strength from your encouragement. All right, so he made inquiries and he was able to recover all. So for you to become the best you and live your best life, you need to encourage yourself and press on to make inquiries on how to come out from your current situation in order for you to become who you want to be and be where you want to be. So I will still encourage you to listen to yesterday's podcast to get maximum value out of it. Don't give up on this journey of transformation which you had begun. Don't give up. All right, today we're going to be discussing a very important topic, the power of dedication. Yes, for you to live or for you to be successful in life, you need to be dedicated, or rather you need to dedicate to a particular cause, right? You need to be dedicated to a set goal, right? Dedication is one of the key ingredients in becoming successful in life. Okay, so when we come back from this short break, we will talk about the power of dedication. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Thank you for being there. This is Daily Dose, a program that brings to you sustainable and workable principles for your transformation. The power of dedication. That is what we'll be discussing today, right? So in order for us to be successful in life, in order for us to live our best life, we need to be dedicated. We need dedication in our life. What then is dedication? Dedication is defined as the willingness to give a lot of time and energy to something because it is important. So whatever it's not important in your life, you don't need to be dedicated to it. Okay. So when you choose to do something, or when you choose a particular course, when you choose a particular career, that means it's very important to you. That is why you give a lot of time and energy to it, because it is important. All right. Self-sacrificing, devotion, and loyalty. Also, we see it as the act of binding yourself intellectually or emotionally to a course of action. All right. The state of being dedicated, and dedication to your aims and goals until you accomplish them. So it's very important that we are dedicated to our aims and goals. A lot of people, they have goals, but they are not dedicated to it. They don't stay true until they accomplish it. That is why they are not living the life they should live. So for you to live your best life, then you need to be dedicated. All right? You need to see through that you accomplish your set goals, your objectives, your aims. It is very, very important. Okay. So why is dedication so important? The primary factor behind a successful person is his or her level of dedication, which signifies the commitment of a person towards achieving objectives and life goals. Thus, dedication implies total devotion. Ask any successful personality the reason behind their success, and the first answer that will emanate is they were dedicated. Dedication is thus the ultimate key to success in life. Alright, so for you to be successful in life, you need dedication. You need to be dedicated. Okay, so the root word for the word dedication can be traced back to the Latin term dedicare, which means the giving of oneself to some purpose. It implies that an individual has to be consistently committed towards his aims. All right, so the primary ingredient of dedication is hard work. As a famous quotation goes, hard work is the key to success. A person dedicated towards achieving his goals undertakes lots of perseverance. Hard work requires a right attitude, self-discipline, and the ability to focus on one's goals in life and his or her objectives. Okay, even if you are not successful at once, let not failures deter you. If you face failures, then also you should continue with your hard work and stay focused. The more you will continue with your hard work, the lesser you will find that work grueling. Okay, so the more you continue with hard work, the more you will find that the work you were doing or everything, it's not of really impugning, looking for another word to use, rather you find it pleasurable. All right, so this will lead to an increase in your level of dedication, and ultimately you will then find success. So if you work hard and remain dedicated, you can counter any obstacles that lies in the path towards success. Relentless effort and dedication will ultimately lead you to realize your goals and thereby bring happiness to your life. So the more dedicated you are, the happier you will be. I need you to remember that there is no linear or a fixed formula for dedication. You must first of all understand your aims, fix your life goals, and identify the potential challenges and obstacles that might arise in your ways. So after you identify these challenges, think of how they can be overcome, right? Because overcoming these challenges lies in the path to success requires great resistance and infinite fortitude. This involves a strength of mind that enables one to endure adversity with courage. If an individual is dedicated, then he or she will be able to develop such a strength of mind and face whatever the magnitude of the adversity is. It's very important in becoming, because the success of your life depends on your level of dedication. Okay, so dedication also requires perseverance. Have you ever pondered over the question that why do some individuals achieve and accomplish more than others with the same set of skill and intelligence level? The answer is, all successful individuals have one common trait, that is perseverance. So success comes to those who put in serious efforts towards overcoming challenges despite adverse situations that lies in the path of progress. So if you don't possess the attitude or the spirit of perseverance, then you can't achieve success. Alright, so this is one of the common traits that successful individuals possess. Alright, so dedication is a quality that is possessed by all successful people. So if you want to be successful, then you need to possess this quality. A person who is dedicated focuses and makes optimal use of the resources presently at his disposal, rather than complaining about the lack of facilities. Those who are dedicated experience and express gratitude for the means available to them. So we see how important gratitude is. You know, we talked about gratitude in our previous podcast. Gratitude is very essential in becoming. So rather than complaining of what you don't have currently, you need to be grateful for what you have. All right? So a dedicated person is externally optimistic and makes the maximum possible use of the present circumstances. Nothing in the world can hinder or impair the firm resolve, or rather the firm resolve of a dedicated individual. Nothing. So a person that is dedicated is always optimistic. Very, very optimistic. So if you want to be successful in life, then you need to possess this quality of dedication. How then do you develop dedication in life? I'm just going to give you a few points that you can use in developing dedication that will keep you dedicated in achieving a purposeful life. All right. Number one, set big goals. When you challenge yourself to achieve bigger goals, you really dedicate yourself to the craft. The more time you spend on it, the harder it becomes to quit. Once you have spent so much sweat, time, and effort on it, if you quit, it will be for nothing. So the bigger the goal, the more invested you become. So it's very important that you set big goals, because in setting big goals, it will help you stay focused and dedicated to it. You want to achieve it, which is key. So this is one way of developing dedication in life. Number two, set clear goals. So when you set big goals, also set clear goals. All right. So clearly define what your goal means to you and what you will specifically do to achieve it. If you set a goal to live healthier, for example, will you go running every day? No. At what time and for how long? Will you eat healthy? If there is no clear goal, there is no opportunity to create specific steps you need to accomplish it. So setting goals, big goals, is very important, but also setting clear goals is extremely important, because in setting clear goals, it helps you accomplish your bigger goals. It helps you accomplish all your goals for life. Number three, know that every day matters. When you wake up in the morning, do you know what's most important for you to accomplish that day? Every goal, every priority you have set for yourself has to be done. It will determine whether your dream lives or dies. Okay, athletes know if they skip even one training section, they are already behind. They know they will lose a competition that is still 3 months away if they don't do what they said they would. So if they don't follow through with their plans, then I don't know. So it's very important that you know what you know that every day matters, and in knowing that, it will help you understand that your goals and priorities you set for yourself every day needs to be achieved. Alright, so when you set your goals and you set a clear goals, as the day goes by, you know that you need the day to achieve and accomplish all your set goals. Alright, so number four, build a no matter what mindset. Build the mindset that no matter what, you will accomplish things when you said you would. No matter what. You have to create pressure for yourself, otherwise nothing will get done. There is good stress and there is bad stress, and you have to make sure you are operating under good stress, right? So in order for you to get your goals and in order for you to accomplish your aims, right? So no matter what, you need to build that mindset. No matter what happens, no matter what the challenges you will face, you need to accomplish what you have said you will. You need to get to the point where you so desire to get to. So build a no matter what mindset. Alright, number five, plan a routine. It's very important that you have a routine for your daily activities. As the day goes by, when you set your goals and everything, you need to have a routine. So create a routine that becomes second nature, automatic or normal. I'm going to use an athlete for an example, because they know what hours they train, when to break for lunch time and dinner time, and when to rest. In training, they know they have to do a warm-up, main training, and cool down and recover. So by following the same routine, it becomes second nature. So planning your own routine and sticking to it until it becomes automatic can prep you for success too. So it's very important that you have a routine, that you plan your routine, how you want your day, what you need to do daily and at what time, because these will help you accomplish your goals and your aims, your objective in life. And finally, the last point here, commit yourself in doing what you said you will do. Commit yourself in your set goals. Commit yourself in building in no matter what mindset. Commit yourself in your routine. All right, because you need to be careful in choosing where you will spend your time. You need to be careful in what you choose to do in becoming the better you. Commit yourself. So it's very important that we align ourselves to all these principles in order for us to become the best of ourselves. The power of dedication. Remember, I said this is the ultimate key of every successful person in life. All right. So for you to live a successful life, you need dedication. I believe you got value from today's podcast. And I believe you're going to apply everything you have learned in becoming a better you. All right. Until I come your way tomorrow, be the best you.